Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is offering bonus content to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, including character creation and how-to-play episodes, plus cast and crew outtakes, all still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey folks, this is Cap, showrunner for the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. We are still hard at work on Series 3 and more. But in the meantime, if you love our slice of 1920s historical fiction, then you may also love Harlem Queen. Harlem Queen is a scripted audio drama exploring the life and times of Madame Stephanie St. Clair, policy banker and patron of the Harlem Renaissance. That is to say, a cunning and powerful woman of color who didn't let racism, sexism, anything, stand in the way of her building an empire and bolstering her community. It's written by Yanni Smith and features an incredible cast and impeccable sound design. Here at Mystery Program, we strive to go beyond the histories that we were told, and we thrive on stories that explore the uncanny truths of what is and how it really was, which is why Harlem Queen is so important. Stephanie St. Clair was a real person, a stunning figure in American history, and one that deserves to not just be remembered, but lionized via tales like these. So, we're very excited to share with you the first episode of Harlem Queen. Season 2 just started, so now is a great time to jump in. You can find the series on all your favorite podcast players. Please be sure to subscribe to it. And I'll be back after the episode wraps to share more ways you can connect with and support this wonderful program. Content warning, this episode contains gun violence, as well as racial and ethnic slurs.
Stop gawking, Renee. This ain't no real estate glimpse.
This is some barn house, Manos.
Hey, just follow my lead, in and out. We go right to the floorboard where the dough is stashed.
How do you know where the money is anyways?
I have my sources.
Who is it?
You open the damn door, or I'll open it. It might be Shirley.
Sit down, bet. My house, my door. Who the hell are you?
Hey! Hey! Leave him alone! Get your hands off of me!
Ah! I'm the guy who come to relieve you of that 5,000 clams.
Like hell you are. You know who I work for.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
Ah!
Killing wasn't part of the plan, was it?
Do whatever it takes.
Yeah, but...
Get the money before she wakes up. Jackpot.
That it? Wrapped in a newspaper?
No, it's a pastrami sandwich, you dumb schmuck.
Well, we should kill her too, right? Is she a witness?
No. But you are.
I knew you was dirty, Manos. I knew you was dirty.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. This is a news update regarding yesterday's murder of Martin L. Harris in his apartment on West 145th Street. What appeared to be a daring home robbery is now suspected to be a catalyst for a gang war. Harris's employer is none other than Stephanie St. Clair, self-proclaimed policy queen of Harlem. The other dead man was identified as Jean René, known top gunman for Dutch Schultz, crime boss from the Bronx. Police in three states are on the hunt for René's cohort, George Manos. Manos is a suspect in the case because of his close affiliation with René and because he absconded with the $5,000 that was in Harris's apartment. The finger has been put on Madame Stephanie St. Clair as the next victim of the rival faction led by Schultz. Dutch Schultz is quoted as saying,
"It's open season in Harlem. I'm prepared to take on every policy bank, numbers runner, and speakeasy bit by bit. René was just a casualty of war."
As a follow-up, Madame St. Clair is quoted as saying,
"They better get the hell out of Harlem. I'm ready for war. I've been fighting all my life, and I always win."
In spite of the threat on her life, Madame St. Clair will keep her promise to attend Marcus Garvey's annual UNIA parade and perform her duties as mistress of ceremonies. In other news, Alayla Walker will host one of her fine soirees at the Dark Tower this evening.
"Madame St. Clair, must I carry this camera the entire length of the parade?"
"It's not heavy, Ruby."
"No, ma'am, but carrying this case and my notepad, it's all a bit cumbersome."
"I don't see Van Der Zee complaining as he takes pictures of Garvey. And my camera is much better than his. Only 33 of those Leicas exist in the entire world."
"Yes, ma'am. You showed your face. Don't you think we can leave now?"
"And let that overdressed ape Garvey get all the credit for this parade. No. We have 10 more blocks to go."
"This is a matter of your safety."
"I'm safer out here than at my house."
"Can we at least ride in the Rolls of Bunky? Everyone else is riding in a car."
"No rest for the weary, my Charlie."
"It's a waste of gasoline to have Bunky drive the car with no one in it."
"It's my gasoline to waste."
"You are doing this in spite."
"I am a woman of my people, amongst my people."
"Without a bodyguard, respectfully."
"Look at my hands."
"Are you not happy with your manicure?"
"Everything I have was built by my own two hands. Look at my feet."
"I see a fine pair of T-straps."
"And on my own two feet. Not by riding in some cheap airbender like that buffoon Marcus Garvey. I came to this country alone. No family, no friend, no foe."
"So did Garvey."
"You try going back to Africa on his leaky boats."
"The Black Star Line is a fine fleet of ships. Eugene and I were thinking of investing."
"I earn my money from people who think a dime bet will actually make them a wealthy person. Negroes are always looking for that pie in the sky. What sensible Negro would ever want to go back to Africa? He and I are in the same business of exploitation. At least, I admit to it. And I know a good scam when I see one."
"Yes, I'm sure you do."
"Not only that, but I am to be seen, held, and respected. You understand me?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Good. Write that down. We'll put it in next week's Amsterdam News."
"It is good to see everyone enjoying the annual United Negro Improvement Association parade. I have a truly delightful announcement on behalf of our very own Queen of Harlem, Madame Stephanie St. Clair."
"This is it. I refuse to look at Garvey. Tell me how he looks."
He's sitting up in his seat, looking over here, too."
"Madame St. Clair has been an upstanding businesswoman in Harlem for several years."
"Now he looks surprised."
"If I was all the way white, I'd be tickled pink."
"Madame St. Clair has offered 5 scholarships to 5 deserving young women to study at the Black Cross Nurses League, and 5 scholarships to 5 deserving young men to attend the UNIA's mechanical school."
He's getting out of his car, walking around, shaking hands, patting youngins on the head. I guess now he's gonna start walking.
"You're welcome. It's about time somebody brought some class to this organization."
"Excuse me, Madam St. Clair.
I'm applying for one of them ships you got. Just come up from Macon, Georgia. Mechanicals is a fine skill to take on, a mighty fine skill.
You are very welcome. Work hard and make the Negro race a fine people once again. Ruby.
Yes, madam.
Take my picture with this young man for Sunday's paper.
Nobody had my picture taken, ma'am.
Relax. Look right into that circle on the front of the pretty little box.
Enjoy your parade, madame.
Merci. You too. We get Manos. Once we get Manos, we get the scoop on Schultz, and we get to Schultz before he gets to me.
The police are already looking for Manos in 3 states.
The police are a bunch of corrupt crackers.
How are we gonna find Manos?
He's hiding in plain sight right here in Harlem.
Why would he do that? A white man in Harlem stands out like a sore thumb.
I ran with stupid bimbos like Manos when I first came to this country. Goons like him underestimate the intelligence and allegiance of colored folks.
He doesn't think anyone in Harlem will turn him in.
The fellas have been searching the cat houses, clubs, and speakeasies since yesterday.
Shouldn't we call on Mr. Hallstein and the others?
Their finger wasn't put on them, so they are not worried. They're too dumb to realize that if I go down, they'll be next. It's up to me to nip this in the bud. Be the smart piggy in a brick house.
What the hell is going on?
You Manos?
No, I swear!
How do I know you're not Manos?
I come up here every week. Ask Bernadette!
Manny. Manos.
Yeah?
Stop staring out that window and come finish this game of Bidwit.
God, I'm sick of playing cards, Betty.
Lenox Avenue will look the same in 10 minutes as it did 5 minutes ago.
I need some air.
It was your idea to hold up in here. Should've left Dodge 2 days ago. Why don't we just go to Atlantic City or something?
We ain't going nowhere. Coppers will get tired of looking for me in another day or two. And once Schultz clips St. Clair, I make my move.
We could just pay the coppers off.
Oh, pay off the entire police force in 3 states? Once we're through Grease and Palms, we won't be able to rub 2 wooden nickels together.
My head is killing me and the swelling over my eye still hasn't gone down. That Renee was a bulldog.
Nobody told you to go at him like that. You was just supposed to get Martin to the door. Now, let me see your face. It's healing up good. You still look like the cat's meow.
Thank you, babe. But I don't know why you had to go ahead and kill the both of them. A bruising would have sufficed.
How many times do I gotta go over this with you? We needed Renee dead to put the heat on Schultz. And didn't you want Harris dead for all that shit he done to you?
The 5 grand makes up for all that, right, babe?
Well, that's the best part of the plan, sweetheart.
I need something for this pain.
I'll ankle and get you something.
You can't go out there.
Give me that cabbage.
But Manny...
Stop yapping and pass it over.
How much?
All of it.
All 5,000?
I'll turn it into 10 large in 10 minutes. And then we can talk about Atlantic City.
You sure?
Hey, don't be a mook.
No stops at petting zoos. You read me?
Betty, you're my sweetheart. I am offended.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back in 2 shakes. Don't go to bed without me. Give me some good luck. Come on, baby, come on. Let's see those sweet, sweet berries.
You come with me, Manos.
I ain't the guy you're looking for.
You fit the description.
I'm telling you, you got the wrong guy.
What's this? You cheap shit. You got away with 5 large and only spent 2 bits on pussy and booze?
I don't know what you're talking about. Booze is prohibited. And I'm earning, not burning.
You understand me now?
I don't talk jig.
Butt me. Will you bunk? If we untie you, you promise to be a good boy.
Fuck you.
You mighty light-haired and blue-eyed to be a Jew.
I ain't no greedy, grimy Jew.
Italiano.
I ain't no oily wop neither.
No matter. All you white boys are the same. It's good. You did okay, planting yourself in the heart of Harlem.
Would have made a clean sneak too, but...
But you are too fond of the chippies.
Colored dames can't keep their hands off of me.
You ain't that smart, Manos. But you're smart enough to put one of my best men 6 feet under, which is why I have decided that you will work for me. You will replace my man that you killed.
I ain't gonna work for no broad.
Poor choice of words. You need some hangouts.
Hey! 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 What are you doing?
Don't move so much. You'll fall not because Bunky drops you, but because you'll slip out of those rags you call pants.
Hey! Bring me in! Bring me in!
Close your eyes on the way down. Nothing worse than seeing a dead body with his eyes bulged open.
Please! Please, Madam Queen!
Better choice of words.
Ah! Oh! Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Bunk.
Dinner, Madame?
Yes, in a minute. Hooch? Manos.
Huh? Yeah, thanks. That's good giggle water.
My mother's recipe. It's hard to find the right herbs here in Alam, but we manage. Have a seat.
I'd rather sit here on the floor.
Suit yourself. As I was saying, you will play my numbers using Schultz's runners.
Well, they ain't gonna want to work for you.
How much does Schultz pay?
10 cents on a bet, 20 if there's a hit. But he says he'll go back to 2030 when this tax case is over with.
I'll pay 30 and 50 on a hit.
I can't go back to the Bronx. They're gunning for me.
Coppers will be paid to look the other way until I tell them otherwise.
What about Schultz?
What about him?
I got pinched.
Then you better watch your back.
Well, can I have a couple of your boys for protection?
My men are not in the business of taking lead for you.
I ain't your patsy.
Bunky, open the window.
No. I'll take my chances.
Good boy. Do as I say, and your chances are very good with me.
What'll happen next? Well, you better find your way to Harlem Queen on your favorite podcast player. If you want to help fund the creation of this fine program, head to patreon.com/harlemqueen and get more info about the cast and crew, as well as links to the show's socials over at harlemqueen.org. Thanks to writer Yanni Smith for letting us share this awesome piece of audio drama with you. And Yanni, thanks for making this incredible program. You can find Yanni on Twitter at Audio Harlem. And if you're down for more audio fiction recommendations, Emily Vanderwerf, the co-creator of Arden, assembled a really handy list of audio fiction from Black authors. You can find the link in our episode notes. Stay safe out there, darlings. And we'll see you soon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name. Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper, yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.